A day after appointing its newest member, the Haines Assembly is once again down to 5 people. And the Skagway Assembly is poised to appoint its newest member. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. For the second time in a little over a month, a Haines Assembly member has resigned. The move follows a contentious meeting Tuesday night. The Assembly had a few big decisions on its plate. But after a more than 4-hour meeting, only one had been resolved. Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer is resigning from her position in the borough.
I haven't felt like this assembly has been able to work or focus on a problem or a issue in way too long. And I just don't see it happening anytime soon. No matter how hard we try as individual assembly members to do that, the current climate right now is not letting us focus on those things.
Friednauer's term lasts until the 2018 municipal election, but she says she will not fulfill that 3-year term. It is a particularly tense time in the Haines Borough, as a group of residents is attempting to recall 3 assembly members. Friednauer says despite her opposition to the recall effort, that is not the reason for her decision.
Our meetings are supposed to be business meetings, and there's just so much going on around us and within our own group that I'm not feeling effective. And I'm not feeling like it's really necessary for me to be there at this time, especially if not being there would give me some sense of relief and peace.
In April, Assemblymember Mike Case resigned following the Assembly's decision to hire Deborah Schnabel over Brad Ryan as borough manager. Friednauer's decision came a day after a regular Assembly meeting. The group had a few key items on the agenda. Appoint an interim Assembly member, adopt a budget, approve the employment contract for incoming borough manager Deborah Schnabel, and conduct an exit interview with interim manager Ryan. The first was fairly easy. Former Haines Mayor Stephanie Scott was appointed to the Assembly in a 4-1 vote. She takes over Case's seat. After that, the meeting took a different turn, starting with a prepared statement from Mayor Jan Hill. Hill did not hold back her frustrations with the Assembly.
I agree with those community members who have stated that this Assembly violated our charter, which clearly states that the manager shall be hired based solely on professional qualifications. This clearly did not happen. I also agree with former Assembly member Mike Case, who stated that this hire was a setup from the start.
She's referring to the group deciding to hire Schnabel over Ryan for the permanent manager position.
I am not sure exactly what part of our community this assembly is representing, but it is clear that it is not all of the citizens of the Haines Borough.
Ryan is wrapping up his time as interim manager. Afterward, he'll return to a job as public facilities director. The assembly was poised to conduct an exit interview with Ryan in executive session, but there was a disagreement over whether it should be held in public.
This is ridiculous.
That's Ryan.
Absolutely ridiculous.
The group voted against going into executive session. They were on the verge of reconsidering that vote, but at that point, Ryan had had enough. He refused to participate in the interview.
You're asking me, as an employee that's returning to another position in the Haines Borough, to be frank and evaluate you in public. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
The assembly did go into executive session to discuss incoming manager Schnabel's employment contract. But after meeting privately for more than an hour, they did not vote on the document. Instead, the group recessed. They'll finish the agenda and vote on the contract Thursday. They decided they also need more time to weigh some of the issues at play in the FY18 budget. Several residents spoke up at the meeting about different budget items. The group postponed a vote on that until their June 13th meeting. Earlier in the day Tuesday, Borough Attorney Brooks Chandler issued a memo related to Schnabel's new position. Chandler says the way borough code is currently written, Schnabel's brother Roger is prohibited from entering new contracts with the borough while she is manager. He says code could be changed to allow that to happen. Roger Schnabel is in the construction business. He owns the company Southeast Road Builders and often works with the borough. Deborah Schnabel says she doesn't doubt her ability to objectively administer contracts. She says the issue is that the code does not allow it. Schnabel says the attorney's memo is concerning and the borough would be impacted negatively if it was unable to work with Southeast Road Builders. Roger Schnabel did not return requests for comment by the time of this report. The Assembly did not discuss the attorney's opinion at Tuesday's meeting. The group will return to the remaining agenda items Thursday at noon in Assembly chambers. The Skagway Assembly is poised to appoint a new member this week. At its regular meeting Thursday, the group will decide who will fill the position left open by Assemblymember Angela Greaser at the beginning of May. Five residents expressed interest in the position. Also at the meeting, the public will have the chance to weigh in on the 35% design plan for a new solid waste recycling and public works facility. The Assembly will vote on whether to adopt the plans recommended by the Solid Waste Advisory Committee earlier this month. They are also set to discuss the Army Corps of Engineers Gateway permit. The Gateway project includes cleaning up legacy contamination in the ore basin and dock replacement and enhancement. That was put on hold after voters rejected a tidelands lease between the municipality and White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad in 2015. Also on the agenda is a discussion about a meeting the municipality requested with White Pass. They want to work with the company toward making necessary port improvements. That's to ensure Skagway can continue to accommodate larger cruise ships. At the end of the meeting, the group will go into executive session for the annual evaluation of Borough Manager Scott Hahn. The meeting will be held Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. Three artists in the Ketchikan area are recipients of a 2017 Rasmussen Foundation Project Award. The announcement was made earlier this month, and KRBD's Maria Dudzak spoke with an artist from Metlakatla about carrying on a unique style of basket weaving.
Candy McGilton is a beadwork artist from Metlakatla. 3 years ago, she decided to take up basket weaving. She spoke with master weaver Holly Churchill of Ketchikan, who introduced McGilton to Churchill's mother, master weaver Dolores Churchill.
Because I'm Simshian and they're both Haida, and Holly realized right away that I was having a hard time weaving Haida style, and her mom, Dolores, actually learned Simshian style weaving from some of the past ladies of Metlakatla.
McGilton says the Simshians weave clockwise and the Haida counterclockwise. She says each of the Churchills are teaching her different skills.
Dolores, she's really good at the Simshian style, and Holly, she's a really phenomenal teacher with all the technical aspects of weaving a basket.
McGilton says the Annette Island weaving style is unique among the coastal people. She says it is not only different from Haida and Tlingit, but also from other Simshian styles.
And the big difference with that is the ladies of Metlakatla, Alaska, used a Z-twist instead of an S-twist like other Simshians normally use.
McGilton says that changes the entire look of the basket. She says the Annette Island Simshian also borrowed features from other tribes.
Our neighbors, the Tlingit and Haida, with a lot of the false embroidery that they use, and those are used with maiden's hair fern and canary grass.
She says both of those features make Annette Island basketry unique. McGilton says another feature is that they are made out of red cedar because there is very little yellow cedar in Metlakatla.
All of the older baskets are made with red cedar. It's not more difficult, but it's different than weaving with yellow cedar. So when you look at them, they really stand out amongst a group of baskets.
McGilton says all of these unique features and adaptations mean the basketry style is the only art form that originates on Annette Island. McGilton plans to use the $7,500 Rasmussen Foundation Award to travel to museums in Canada and the United States that house the largest collections of Simshian baskets. She'll select a few of the baskets and replicate them with the help of the Churchills. McGilton says master carver David Boxley is interested in replicating other items and will join her on the museum trip. Once completed, their pieces will be put on permanent display in Metlakatla.
So that our community can see, you know, this is what our people are capable of. We have this rich culture, and these are the things that we're all capable of doing if we just kind of open our eyes and do the research.
She says she wants to give her people something tangible to look at because museum pieces are not likely to be repatriated. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.